This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another upcoming new law.
Senate Bill 34 to the committee for consideration. This bill is...
Senate Bill 34 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Education and Workforce Development Committee on February 7th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 2nd, sent to the executive branch on May 12th, and signed into law on July 6th. Senator Carla May of St. Louis is the sponsor. She says her measure will let school districts add a new class.
Senate Bill 34 seeks to provide school districts with the option of offering an elective social studies unit on the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament of the Bible, or the New Testament of the Bible. The bill does not require that schools make each student take the class, but allows students to offer it as a social studies elective.
Senator May also says the courts can maintain religious neutrality.
The teaching of the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament of the Bible, or the New Testament of the Bible allows students to focus on the historical impact, political impact, cultural impact, and literary style from texts of the Old Testament and or New Testament era, including the Hebrew Scriptures, to teach students knowledge of biblical content, characters, poetry, and narratives that are prerequisites to understanding contemporary society and culture.
During Missouri Senate discussion of this legislation on February 22nd, Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville told the sponsor he supports this bill.
I just want to thank you for bringing this forward. I think it's important history. A lot of times it is left out, but it is true history. And I think you found out that apart from church, and I think of many people like, oh, well, you know, if you just went to church, you're just brainwashed what you were taught. But it, honestly, kind of removing that and seeing it unfold in a historical context is remarkable.
Senate Bill 34 will take effect on August 28th. This bill is among several that was signed into law either on July 6th or June 7th. In a rare move, the governor only signed legislation on three different days during the interim. Normally, bills are signed over the course of the 45 days allotted between the end of the regular legislative session and the final day for a legislative action to be taken. Among the measures signed into law is one that was vetoed. We will highlight legislation set to become law on August 28th next week. We will also continue to focus on individual legislation as the year continues. Missouri senators are a little less than 3 weeks removed from start of the annual veto session, which will begin on Wednesday, September 13th. By law, veto session can last as long as 60 calendar days. From there, Missouri senators may continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session, which will start in January. These measures will receive their official bill numbers starting on December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.